We're here with Colt Nichols. Now, first question that all my female viewers are going to want to know, and some male, are you single?
No, I'm actually not.
What? No!
No!
I have a girlfriend back at home in California.
No. It's not true. That's impossible.
Fully committed?
Fully committed.
Okay, so second thing is don't ask me for his contact information, mom, especially.
Fair enough.
She wouldn't stop asking me for Bogle's information, but it is what it is.
Okay, Oklahoma boys then. I like that.
Yeah. That's a good thing. You're from Oklahoma too?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. And like whole life, career?
Yeah, this is like the past 2 years I moved to California. Before that, I was Oklahoma full time.
Okay.
So yeah, just the last few years been away from it a little bit.
How's that transition been?
It's been all right. California is awesome for what we need it for.
Where in Cali, like San Diego type
area?
No,
we're Murrieta, Temecula, where pretty much everybody is. So the team's in Temecula, and that's kind of the idea of it. It makes it easy for testing, riding, training. My trainer lives there, so kind of convenient.
Culture shock a little bit?
Yes and no. Yeah, I'm small town Oklahoma for sure.
Like how small? A couple hundred people?
Yeah, like a couple hundred people small. So we're a very small town.
And so now you got to deal with traffic probably all the
time? Yeah. Which I've visited quite a few times before, so I was kind of used to it a little bit. But living there full time, it's been a different transition, but fairly easy. You know, I got a lot of people around there, the team and all the riders and all of us live out there, so it hasn't been bad.
Is that helpful? Did you meet your girlfriend out there?
Yeah, I actually did. I met her in 2016 in Supercross, and then she lived in California full time, and I moved there right after the 2016 season, so it just kind of ended up working out.
Okay,
so.
What was the move? What was the move?
For
your girlfriend. Did she track you down? Did you see her out? Like,
no, actually.
Were you suave? You seem like a suave guy. You seem like you have.
I try. I don't want to try to take too much credit for it, but now she interviewed me actually after the race. I got on the podium in 2016 in Supercross, and that's kind of how it all started. So we met actually at a Supercross race, and then.
So she went right for you. That was probably her
only
interview.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's her. Yeah,
right.
She went for it. She knew. She went for it.
What was your first date? Did you officially ask her? Did she say, hey, I want a second interview?
No.
More
I asked
exclusive.
Her. Yeah, she came over to the house. We went and had dinner. I went and actually hung out with one of my good friends. They were having a little get together at his place. So we kept it casual. It was low key. It was casual at first.
Okay.
For sure.
Are you guys engaged?
No, not engaged.
Are we close?
No, I don't think. I mean, I don't know about any of that stuff. I try to just keep it at what it is right now. But now we're good. Everything's fine in that category. I haven't really thought about that kind of stuff yet. But no, we're doing good so far.
Is it, since she knows a little bit about, you know, dirt bike racing, is it hard to leave here and she knows if you did well, or you can't lie to her, be like, oh baby, it was so good today. I crushed it. You know?
I mean, she's on top of it. She definitely knows what's going on, and my parents usually come to the races and they keep her kind of in the loop as well. So I mean, she's on top of it. She kind of knows though, if I have a bad weekend or a good weekend, how I'm going to react and how she's going to be able to handle all that. So we're kind of getting used to all that kind of stuff now.
Are you able to talk to her, or is she more of, hey, I don't want to talk about racing, I don't want to talk about dirt bikes?
Yes and no. I mean, she's pretty knowledgeable in it, so if I do come to her with some things, you know, she'll be able to actually understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Rather than just being like I'm in left field. So I try to keep it more relationship wise, not all about dirt bikes, you know, because
sure.
Aside from this, you know, I like to think I can have a regular life and a regular life with her or with my other friends or whatever. But I mean, it does get discussed, of course.
Now with my girlfriend, apparently I'm just supposed to listen to her problems.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to solve them. So is that the same thing? Do you try to solve her problems, or do you try to actually listen?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. Yeah, a little bit of both. I think you kind of have to a little bit, have a little bit of both. So kind of what I'm at.
They're ripping up on it. What the hell? Oh, okay. That must be Aaron's bike, yeah. Is your bike all set to roll?
We're ready to go. Hopefully, if it doesn't rain, we will be ready to go.
Well, I think the weather's going to be fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
It seems to be okay, especially for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're riding press day today?
Yeah, we're supposed to be riding at 1. So okay. If the rain holds off, we'll be good to go at 1 o'clock.
And then, so last round of the series, have you been happy generally so far with your good races? Like forget it, you know, everybody has some bad races here and there. The good races, the good finishes, were you like, damn, I could do a little bit better? Or were you, okay, pretty good, I did pretty good?
Yes and no. I mean, considering circumstance, yes. You know, just with the injuries we've had this year and trying to come back and a little unprepared and, you know, things like that. So, yes, in that sense, you know, I kind of can't forget what we've been through here lately, even though as a racer it's hard to, you know, because you always want to do better. And if you're not winning, everything else sucks, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's kind of the idea. But, I mean, yes and no. I've been satisfied the races that have been okay, you know, than the other races we've had crashes. I've hit the gate a few times, bad starts, you know, just little stupid things. So as a racer, you're never satisfied. So I would have to say I'm probably not satisfied. But coming into the last round, hopefully we can turn that around and end the season off strong and build into the offseason.
Perfect. Any offseason or just straight to Supercross?
No, I'll be actually straight to Supercross. Actually, after this weekend, I'm racing a race in Canada in 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah, then after that, Monster Cup's kind of a big question mark right now. So we're going to get ready for those few races and hopefully have a small little offseason after that and then get ready for Supercross.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep, of course. Thank you.